Hello, everyone. My name is Matt, and you're listening to Old Gods and New Pagans, a show that takes a jump into topics for new pagans, animists, or anyone that just wants to build a stronger connection to nature and the old gods. This is episode one, and this week we're talking about paganism, what it is, what's a heathen, who are the pagans, where they come from, and different pagan belief systems. Let's go ahead and dive right in. What does pagan mean? Well, the definition of pagan has changed over the years. As of now, the kind of often offensive, old-fashioned type term for pagan is a person who is not religious or whose religion is not Judaism, Islam, or even Christianity. So basically the Abrahamic belief systems. Pagan is also defined as someone who is a follower of a polytheistic religion. But if you want to kind of dive a little deeper, the word pagan is derived from the Latin paganus, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, which was used at the end of the Roman Empire to name those who practice a religion other than Christianity, Judaism, or Islam. Early Christians often used the term to refer to non-Christians who worshiped multiple deities or polytheists. In Latin, paganus originally meant country dweller or like civilian. It could have been used as far as civilian in like the non-militaristic sense, so not part of the Roman Empire, or it could have just been like, you know, just country dweller in a lot of the same manner that modern day Americans use the term hillbilly, redneck, something like that. So it was kind of a derogatory term for those that lived in the country who weren't part of like the city life, practice Christianity or other Abrahamic beliefs. So the people who live far from those cities, because in the cities, Christianity was more quickly adopted than it was further away. And so those people were referred to as pagans or those country folk who have their other strange beliefs. And kind of going back to the civilian topic, because early Christians, especially like during the whole Crusade age, a lot of early Christians considered themselves soldiers for Christ, making the non-believers or the pagans more civilians. This definition kind of goes into heathen as well, because the etymology of that kind of overlaps that as well. Meaning to an unconverted member of a people or nation that does not acknowledge the God of the Bible. But it's also believed to come from the term for a country inhabitant. In this case, you know, heath dweller, somebody from the heath, heathen. Both words have developed broader and more pejorative meanings over time, with pagan typically used to mean just an non-religious or hedonistic person or uncivilized, strange. There's a lot of words that can be thrown in there. The original meanings are still in use. Again, you know, kind of think redneck or hillbilly, that those terms were used to denigrate a certain population. All right, let's kind of look into the different types of paganism, all the different like branches, so to speak. I'm just going to kind of run through this list really quickly and give just a basic bump into what they mean. The oldest religion that's still considered pagan-ish would be Hinduism, just because it is kind of like a polytheistic face, all of one of many kind of thing. They refer to it as the many faces of one, so all the different gods or different aspects of the same. But it is considered the oldest surviving pagan faith. Then you have one of the most popular ones. You got the Norse pagans, and even that is kind of branched off into slightly different branches. So you have Odinists, Asatru, heathens. You have Rakatru, and a few others in there. I'm just not going to dive into too much in this episode. But then when you start branching from the Norse area, you have the Germanic pagans, which are very similar in a lot of the beliefs of the Norse kind of came from them, as well as the Celtic pagans. Then you have terms like druidry, shamanism, that kind of goes around. Now, shamanism being more from the Mongolian part of the world is where the term shaman came from. But it's been widely adapted to basically mean a spiritual person in a village, in a way. You have Hellenism, which is like the ancient Greek gods. You have Slavic and Baltic regions of Europe and Asia that have their own little set of belief systems. Now, a really neat thing between all these different pagan faiths is a lot of the gods and the aspects of the gods do have quite a bit of overlap. Odin, Woden, going from the Germanic to the Norse, they have different gods that, like the Slavic, have a god that's basically Thor, but just has a different name and slightly different personality. But it essentially represents the same forces. So a lot of these pagan faiths, even if they may be, you know, separated by miles, or if they're separated by a culture, they have some similarities in there. Then you have the Semitic neo-paganism. It's a reconstruction of ancient Jewish religion, focusing on the gods and goddesses of the ancient Israelites, kind of where Baal, Yahweh, El, Asherah, and all the other gods of like the Canaanite and Israelite area. So you have a, kind of a reconstruction, people going back to that. And these are this is the paganism that Christianity, Judaism, Islam, you know, all kind of came from. That they took these pagan gods and essentially combined a few, stripped a few out, and created what is now Judaism, Christianity, etc. There's also a Godianism. That's a rebirth of a traditional African paganism that began in, I believe, Nigeria. So that's a really cool thing there. We talk about a lot of indigenous cultures and different belief systems from around the world, and it's nice to, you know, we tend to focus a lot more on Europe and Asian belief systems, but then you also have, you know, indigenous people from the Americas, Asia, Pacific Islands, all over the world, Africa, and they have their own branches of paganism that was kind of wiped out with early Christian missionaries going in and wiping off their religions and converting them in mass. So this is nice to see some of these ancient religions and ancient beliefs and stuff coming back out. That's not an all-encompassing list of paganism. We also have the neo-pagan kind of Wicca movement. It's got its own rules and following that go along with that. But let's kind of branch back out into what does it mean to be a pagan? Now, I'm going to take this from a perspective of, for lack of a better term, atheism, was what, you know, paganism means without gods in general, and then we'll kind of add on the gods and expand as we go along with these episodes. So what does it mean to be a pagan? Most all pagans believe that nature is sacred, it is worthy of honor, and needs to be protected and adored. Also, some of the other things that nature is a cycle of birth, growth, death. It's observed in the world all around us. No matter what continent you're from, there's always the changing of the times of the year, the seasons, whether it's summer to winter or dry to rainy season, depending on if you're more in the tropics. And most pagans kind of take these different times of the year, these cycles of nature, birth, and death, and they attach spiritual meanings to these. In most pagans, human beings are seen as a part of nature, not something to conquer nature or something above it, that we're seen as a part of it, along with other animals, trees, even stones, plants, everything that is of this earth. Pagans in general work toward a peaceful harmony with the environment, and that tends to include other people as well. Other things about what it means to be a pagan would be not so much worship. We don't, you know, it's not worshiping the earth, worshiping nature. It's more along the lines of regard, respect, honoring it, not blind worship. So kind of going into some of the things that pagans believe, not so much what it means, but, you know, what we believe. One big thing is it depends on the type of pagan. There's so many different branches of paganism, pagan being a very generalized term of just essentially someone who doesn't follow a major world religion. So there are other branches and other types, as I mentioned earlier, underneath it. But the general practice is that nature is sacred, that there are various deities, gods, beings in the world around us, whether they be, you know, all-powerful or all-seeing, all-knowing gods, or whether they be sprites, elves, spirits, other supernatural entities out there. And, you know, as I mentioned, there are different, many different pagan belief systems, but really it all comes down just to primal respect for life in general. Some other things about what pagans believe. Most pagans are polytheistic. Different pagan belief systems have anywhere from one to even thousands of gods and other metaphysical beings there. It ranges from a faith or belief in actual physical living gods that either live among us or living in like a metaphysical realm like Asgard, Mount Olympus, your heaven and hell, so to speak. Pagans also believe that the gods could simply just be personifications of both nature and human experience. Both belief systems are okay, whether you believe in actual physical living gods, you know, immortal gods living in a metaphysical realm or roaming the earth living among us, or you just believe that they're personifications of natural and human processes, you know, it's okay. Those are both considered accepted pagan beliefs and not something that really should be argued because it all comes down to your personal spirituality and your personal faith. One other core belief system within paganism in general is the belief in animism. At the core of most, if not all, pagan belief system is that idea of animism, which is the belief that all natural phenomenon, including human beings, animals, plants, but also rocks, lakes, mountain, weather, and so on, share one vital quality, a spirit, or just a type of divine energy. There are many nuances to animism that vary from region to region, but it there are many different pagan paths and different nuances to animism that vary from region to region. And I'm going to touch on this in a future episode, but the basics of animism would be that, you know, each individual life, so like human beings being at the top of that, below the gods or other metaphysical beings, that we have, you know, thought, we have a soul, we have a body, we have a spirit, we have that energy in us. And you kind of go down that ladder into animals, you know, they have most of those things, but maybe not quite all. They don't have, you know, the intelligence that we do at the same level. And then you have, you know, plants that, yes, they are alive, they have a body, but they don't have thought. But they do have a vital spirit and energy. And then going down to, say, an inanimate object like a mountain, that mountain itself has a energy, a spirit of its own. But it may not have thought. But that's kind of the core belief of animism, that no, we don't believe that everything is alive, but we do believe that everything has a spirit and energy to it, and it should be respected. So just kind of touching through on what I've talked about, paganism is a belief system that holds the natural world to be sacred. It is often polytheistic. It could either believe in actual gods and goddesses or simply personifications of the natural world. Most pagan belief systems hold animism as a core foundational belief within itself. I'll take a deeper dive into animism in the next episode. So that concludes episode 1.